I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I kind of lost track myself. But being as this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do ya, punk?
Well, hi there, everybody, and welcome to the brand new Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare, Episode 1. This is September of 2005, and thanks very much for taking the time to check this out. First of all, at this point, I am aware that the bulk of people listening to this podcast are friends of mine, so I'd like to personally thank you for your support. Until millions of people anonymously download my podcasts, I'd like to thank you guys by name. And you are Shelly, Mom, Brother Rob, Lisa, Jeremy, my pals Darren, Daryl, Daryl, and maybe one or two other Daryl, Tony, Jim, Davey, aka Cliff, Gordo, Shazizane, Marky, Hal, Dave, Muskie, other Ians, and of course the Queen and the Pope, but not that new Pope. Anyway, so let me tell you a bit about myself and what this podcast is going to be like. I am a singer, songwriter, producer, arranger, musician, hockey star, fitness expert, junk food hater, feminist, self-described Huguenot, whatever that is, and I solve mysteries in my sleep. Okay, anyway, seriously, I've got tons of songs that very few people have ever heard, and I thought this podcast might be a fun way of getting my stuff out there. Anyway, so I'll be playing my own songs, plus some stuff I've done in previous bands over the years, or anything else I can dig up out of the archives. If you have any requests, send me an email at iantanner@golden.net, and I'll gladly accommodate. And hey, check out my website too, www.iantanner.com. Got some fun features lined up as well. The Ian Tanner School of Hip-Hop Lingo for old fat guys who still spell fat, F-A-T. You don't want to miss that. Learn how to talk like all the extremely hip young people do, or dezizu, alright? Anyway. Also, you can learn about great products to help avoid unwanted hip-hop music. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. One fun thing I'm looking forward to doing on this podcast is this. I'm going to ruin some classic songs by recording them in the style of those god-awful alternative rock bands and other young groups singing about the angst of growing up male, middle class, and white. I feel your pain. On the list will be horrible renditions of songs like Goodbye Yellow Brick Road and Close to You. You do not want to miss that, let me tell you what. So thanks again for checking out my podcast. I'll try really hard not to talk too much and just get to the music. Speaking of which, here is the
first song
on the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare. This is a popular one of mine, unless, of course, you're
uptight.
I'll tell you the inside scoop on this once it's done. This is a song I wrote and recorded a few years ago at home. I hope you like it. Here it is. It's called That's it.
I'm going gay.
By myself today. In the last 3 years. Tonight that's changing. I'm switching gears. Meeting someone special at end of the gig, someone to start with, someone to dig. She's sweet, she's sexy, she's my primal dream. She's nasty, forbidden, she's my weekend flame. Now she's bored and she's lazy, she's going away. What can I say? That's it, I quit. Whose love has gone bad. Flirting with a hottie who thinks that I am sexy. Planned out our first meeting, we're gonna get raunchy. She's smart, she's single on a PhD. She's looking for a harem and it's gonna be me. Scared, she's pulling away. What did I say? That's it, I quit, I'm gone.
Well, there you have it. That's it. I'm going gay. Need to thank my friend Mark for giving me the idea for this song. He just basically blurted out the phrase, "That's it. I'm going gay."
And the rest, my friends,
is history.
All right, here's a second tune for you. This is another home recording, just like pretty much everything else that I'm going to play on these podcasts. This is a song called A Broken Part of You. A broken part of you. Thanks for listening to that, if you did, or for skipping through it impatiently. That's okay too. That song was from an album, and I say that in quotes, an album of mine. And I say that because I have a few albums I've never actually completed. But in my mind, they are complete works, which I'll try to explain more as we go along. Anyway, the last song was part of a project I called The New Alignment. And by the way, that title was stolen from a George Lucas movie called THX 1138. This is a 16-song project I wrote about the dissolution of my 10-year marriage. Thankfully, this chapter of my life is behind me, but I'm still glad I have these 16 songs in my catalog. Without sounding immodest, if there is such a word, These songs contain the best lyrics I've ever written. I guess it takes really painful crap to bring out the best within us. Just ask Eddie Willards about that. Yes, Ayn Rand references for all who have ears to hear.
This, too, can be yours.
All right, last but not least on today's podcast is a live version of a song of mine from quite a few years ago. It's a song called Purple Shades. It was actually recorded by my band 100 Days back in about the year 1998, 99, I think. And this is a live recording from probably about the year 2000, maybe 2001. Doctored up a little bit, but it was from a rather crappy album, another one of my albums called the Ian Tanner Pop Nightmare. And it was just a collection of live recordings from my club dates I did around that time period. So here's that song for you now. I hope you get a kick out of it, and I'll be back in a second.
Okay, this is for Jen. So here's a song I wrote. It goes out to Jen. It goes like this. Yesterday. Well, you know. This is called Purple Shades. I guess something like this.
Everything comes and goes. Brings you back to when you love to laugh and grin. Nobody thinks it's true. But somewhere else is gonna be a lonely place. These lights surpass the daylight of this gilded empty stream. I find it every day my eyes can see you. But no one else is staying, so I guess I'd better leave. It's true, it's true, it's truly beautiful. Sunlight shine, a fairy tale of mumbo jumbo in my eyes. Nobody thinks it's true, 'cause everybody's running around just like they're in a zoo. From petty words to petty lies, pettiness complies. I find it in the purple day's beauty. I know that they are living, and I wish that I could help. It's true, it's true, it's truly colorful. With my purple shade, this illuminated bliss in my purple shades. Everything looks better, adding red to blue.
This is the experimental part that on the album it's really quite thrilling. But here alone, it's just kind of... And then the fairy princess looked up at the wee girl and said...
In my purple chair.
Red. you very much.
Oh, yeah. I do love that one.
Well, thanks again, everybody. That has been the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare, Episode 1. It's been fun for me putting this together. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. I've got lots of cool things planned for future podcasts, and I just hope people listen to this. I hope people get a kick out of it and enjoy what they're hearing. And I guess I should announce now that I'm at the end of this thing that all the music you've heard here is copyright Ian Tanner, Tan Rock's tune SoCan in Canada and the USA and parts of the universe. Thanks again for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. Give me a shout. Check out iantanner.com. Send me an email at iantanner@golden.net. And let's keep doing this thing. Hopefully it'll be a lot of fun. Thank you very much, and goodbye.